My blah is deepening. How I am digging myself out. I am not enjoying anything. Not reading, not movies, not even eating. I asked Source if I am given his blah so I can be authentic when I talk about it. The answer was no. So now it is my job to emerge from the blah and stay up there. If I can. One of my students wrote yesterday. You were terrifyingly correct about the zombies. Me and my humankind walk the earth as zombies. Yesterday, I looked closer at people as they move through their day, and it was blah, blah, blah everywhere. It seems an event is how you even know anyone is still alive. Whether it be a physical collision, a collision of egos, a presentation, a party or something to incite excitement. I noticed people living, and I decided not to beat myself up as I have lived in the same soup. The movies would have us believe that a zombie apocalypse will be caused from some super virus. Nope. It's here now. We could safely say everyone needs what I'll discover, and some will even do it. I looked at my life and noticed that I have set myself no challenge. No mountain to climb, not even a hillock. Not even a stoop with 2 to 3 steps. Nope. Nothing. And, of course, without reading, without movies, without a challenge, the day is long. I noticed that I looked at the clock and was mortified that there was still 4 hours to kill before I could sleep. So I need a challenge. And I need to, maybe, do sleep deprivation. Even if it is only an hour of sleep withdrawn a day. But what project? What could be juicy enough to replace this blah, this heaviness? Let me find a tiny front stoop size challenge. Start where you are, start small, blow it big. But what will it be? I can feel the pull of hurry. One cannot hurry the little gray cells, Captain. Said Poirot. So let me not hurry. Let me ask some questions first. What are my concerns? Personally, I have none. Business-wise? Growing my audience and keeping them. That's two things. Which one would be a better stoop to start with? Keeping them entertained, keeping them surprised, says Source. I think this is not only my problem, I think a humanity-wide blah would turn any writer, any provider worried. Let me see if I can see signs of it. Hell yeah. There was, recently, a huge 7-figure coaches event. Brought into one event a bunch of those. I have to admit most of those coaches I know and they are full of shit. Pardon my French. But what they do have is. Yeah, what do they have? They are all nice. Good looking. And they all appeal to the greed glands of people. Intentionally. Okay, I have a picture of the most famous of them. All 8 of them have a vibration of 100. The same vibration as the people they attract. Slightly dead. In the world and of the world. Let me see, Sean. Ditto. Yeah, the tide lifts all boats. But the retreating tide lowers all boats. What is vibration again? My personal experience. From how high you look at the world, what's happening in the world, and how accurately see what you think you see, your astuteness. If you attempt to color it pretty, or if it scares you, or if it worries you, then your accuracy and your vibration are in the toilet, so to say. So Sean is writing a report, and as a paying subscriber I get copies, chapter by chapter. It is about surprise. Keeping the reader surprised. Keeping them coming back. I gauge what people think is going on by what they write about. In their emails, in their marketing, in their new products. So either he is worried that he is not keeping people's attention, or his clients are complaining of losing people's attention. He is a responding type of person. He isn't going for the moolah, he is going for the 3 months vacation. Is he still? He is worried. Now, let me look at the 23 speakers of the expo. Expos are large sales events. What are all these coaches lit up, so to say? Money. And when money is abundant, it can be a lower priority. But when there is turmoil in the world, then the truth comes out. At 100 vibration people live in scarcity. Scarcity is a mindset, not reality. I am reading a thus far horrible book by one of my favorite authors, Lee Goldberg. He transports the reader back 150 years, where scarcity was more real. A chew and a puck was the goal of all men there. Chew as in tobacco, and puck as in sex. Bad teeth, bad health. Now, in my eyes, that is scarcity. Lol. Almost real. And they didn't experience scarcity. Just not much. Which is not the same. I keep the temperature in my apartment at 52 degrees, and have a space heater and a foot warmer by my computer. It is not much. But it is not scarcity. Scarcity is in your mind. Scarcity is an interpretation that says, not enough. And when you say that, that is all you can see. So you react. React to your own words. Anyway, back to what I am really interested in exploring, what would be a stoop high challenge for me, that could begin my journey out of my blah? Keeping my crowd riveted? Or interested? Or accept my recommendations and do what I see for them to do, so they can have what they want? Would it be juicy enough? Given my blah state. Not enough. Not juicy enough. So what would be juicy enough for me now? Hell, that is actually simple. When I have something I can barely stand, like this blah, then pushing away from it, the jet engine energy is what works best for me. So simply leaving the blahs behind is juicy enough for me. Darn blahs, lol. Looking forward to an afternoon where I have nothing I'd like to do is intolerable to me. So yeah. That is the juice for this project. In the meantime I continue chewing my food 50 times. And not swallow it until it is liquefied. I have noticed that I haven't had, knock on wood, a stomachache for more than a week now. No heartburn either. No indigestion. And one side effect I didn't know to expect, I am now more present even after I turn off the light, and I can stay with healing, or just be there, thoughtless. 30% present. But it used to be 10%, so it is tripling it. I could also offer some free or paid calls. And bring myself and my caring to the calls. I noticed that with the blahs curiosity disappeared. But caring what happens to people, caring about them is still there, thank God. So yeah. That will liven up my afternoons, and maybe get me out of my slump. Dash. Okay, I just took a break. I was looking to see when I wrote my earliest article, and I searched for text files, and then I sorted them by date. I found something really interesting. In the beginning, the earliest I could see, everything was about fast, about shortcuts. I lived in scarcity. Not literal scarcity. I think I had more money, more liberty than I do now. But the mindset. My company name, my websites were all about fast, instant, and shortcuts. I remember when I first read the law of process. It was jarring. It felt horrible. Because all that hurry that never got me anywhere but in trouble was protesting to how life is. I just muscle tested. My vibration was around 100 at the time. And the hallmark of 100, I think, is hurry. Intolerance. Impatience. Not now, not this, not here. Jerky. And one more thing, you are always immersed. Immersed in the soup of your originating circle, the people who you interact with regularly. And that soup is either scarcity-based, low vibration, and jerky. Or higher vibration with a whole less jerkiness. I am talking about your inner state and your outer attitude too. Most of the one-time clients now ex-clients are now at 100 vibration. Because you find yourself on the level of your originating circle, unless you consciously manage where you look from. And I tell you, it is not easy. It is not automatic. And being at 100 is the pits. Arrogance, entitlement, comparison, living life in a hurry, not enough. These are keywords for that level. Entitled to make the other feel like they are below you. To talk even when you have nothing intelligent to say. To objectify people. Think that you are right. Think that you know everything. You can see that it is not conducive to success, not conducive to production, not conducive to self-love. Conducive to cancer. The cancer cells that are entitled to take over a living organism, and kill it. You feel you are entitled to the results you want because you want it. Because you are smart. Or maybe you write well. Or maybe you are pretty. But the world doesn't operate under your rules. Intelligence is seeing what works and what doesn't, and then do what works. And do it better than others. Like eating. Over the past few years my eating style articles brought in tens of thousands of visitors. They wanted to know how to eat, so they won't gain weight and so they feel good after eating. I could have offered them the drink your food challenge. I just had no right to offer anything. I myself was suffering with indigestion, being bloated, and abdominal pain, acid reflux. But now there is authenticity in answering those questions. Offer my support in issues I have myself overcome, I have myself healed, I have myself experienced in myself and in clients. Guide people through the process. And when it takes as long as it takes, have patience. Have patience that it will happen. And encourage the sufferer to have patience. I have learned something important this past week, you really can't put the cart in front of the horse and hope that the setup will work. Until and unless someone is fully on the lower level, you cannot take them to the higher one. The two people who emerged from the Drink Your Food Challenge with a brand spanking new distinction, Being present, got there because of long and intense efforts before the challenge. One for 11 years. The other for 18 months. But when I look at their input, the one in 18 months put in as much effort as the other in 11 years. Maybe even more. So if you hope that I wave my magic wand and make you a hero, you need to get your head out of your ass. Or sand. That is not how reality works. Reality, whether you believe in God or not, works the way the joke teaches. There is this dude who trusts in God. When a big flood comes, he climbs to the top of his roof and waits for God to save him. A boat comes and offers to save him, but he refuses. Another boat comes, he refuses again. A helicopter comes, and he refuses. He dies and goes to heaven. He stands in front of God and complains, "Why didn't you save me?" God answers, "I sent three opportunities your way, but you refused." And this is how life works. Opportunity after opportunity is either recognized, respected, taken advantage of, or refused, or missed. The Drink Your Food Challenge is a sneaky little program. It works below the visible. It works more than on your digestion. Most miss it. It is the first rescue boat. By the time God send the helicopter, you may be incurable. Both physically and emotionally. When you do it, you have to keep in mind the double layer of the challenge's action. The visible is the least dramatic, digestion improves. But the invisible? It is the beginning of being transported out of the hubbub, out of the pedestrian busy traffic of life, and at least as high as it takes so you can see the bigger picture. And start seeing that you, maybe, are at cause. Maybe, I said. Not as blame, but as. Oh shit. Lol. But for that you need to start it. And do it as if your life depended on it. And I promise, it does. The rest of your life. For most people, doing the Drink Your Food Challenge will be the beginning of a whole new you. A whole new life. The starting point action. Do it.